News Radio, I'm Julie Ryan. The UK is stepping up COVID-19 testing after two cases of the Omicron coronavirus turned up in England. The British Health Secretary said today both cases are linked to travelers from South Africa. Prime Minister Boris Johnson called it a reminder to get vaccinated. Britain has already suspended flights from several countries in southern Africa, and similar U.S. travel restrictions are set to kick in Monday. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there's no need to panic over the new COVID variant. The White House chief medical advisor tells NBC's Today Show the U.S. is taking precautionary steps to allow time to learn more about the variant found in South Africa.
You don't want people to panic, but you want to know that we're doing everything we can to stay ahead of this.
Tomorrow is expected to be the busiest of the holiday week for air travel. Brad Siegel has more.
Airports are gearing up for another busy day. The TSA says travelers set a pandemic record Wednesday with 2.3 million people flying for Thanksgiving. That's more than double of last year and 88% of the number screened back in 2019. It was also the seventh straight day the TSA topped 2 million passengers. Travelers are not expected to face weather delays on Sunday, as forecasters say much of the country is expected to be quiet.
Another smash-and-grab robbery is being reported, this time out of Minnesota. Authorities in Burnsville, a city just south of downtown Minneapolis, say a group of 20 to 30 people swarmed a Best Buy Black Friday evening. The suspects quickly ran off with numerous electronic items before police could arrive. Smash-and-grab robberies are on the rise across this country this holiday season, with California experiencing a recent rash of crime targeting high-end stores. The 89th annual Hollywood Christmas Parade rolls through Tinseltown tomorrow night. This year's Grand Marshal is the talk co-host Cheryl Underwood. Other celebrities expected to ride in the parade include Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis and Santa Claus. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.